Okay, welcome everyone to Yachting International Radio and the Wellbeing Project. You're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach. Today I'm interviewing Leandri. Now, Leandri was actually selected and nominated by a member of my community when I did a poll to ask who would they like to hear from with regards to the nominees for the A-Crew Awards, and Leandri was one of them. So welcome, Leandri, and congratulations.
Thank you. I actually found out today that I'm a finalist, which is really shocking, but really cool. So thank you to everyone who voted for me.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing news. Well done.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. So the reason why I wanted to interview, there were so many people there, there's no way so I could interview everyone, but I think it's so important to get to understand the person behind the image so that we can cast a fair vote and for us to get to know you better. And I was reading your profile and it was really interesting, the fact or the point that you made about not undervaluing sous chefs, because I know the amount of work that they put into their job as well as head chefs. And having worked with clients of mine from a counseling perspective and also a sous chef who is now a head chef who is doing my advanced leadership course and recognizes the importance of investing in your professional development as a chef, because the department can be quite isolating, is so important. Now, with regards to that comment, I'm just wondering, have you experienced any, let's say, lack of appreciation for your work as a head chef?
As a sous chef?
Sous chef, yeah.
Yes. I mean, I've had 5 head chefs now, which is a lot. And I think I've taken every little bit from each of them and figured out the person that I want to be when I one day become a head chef. And I've had pretty much everything from the best to the worst. And I don't want to say too much and because you have to be quite diplomatic in this industry.
Yeah.
But I definitely know who I admire and, you know, like what flaws the ones have had. And it's like there's a lot of head chefs out there who come with egos and all sorts of things. And I think it's kind of trying to get the message out there that, you know, the sous chef is actually your punching bag. You can't just treat them like your doormat. And I hope more people in the industry see that and value that, because it is a hard position to be in. But c'est la vie.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is a reputation that I hear with regards to head chefs. And I know there's some amazing head chefs out there, but the let's say the ones who have poor leadership seem to taint the idea of a chef and some of those attributes or characteristics that they have that are unfavorable. So as you've just mentioned, the treating your sous chef as if they're subservient and almost like the person that just cleans up, do what I say, not allowing the room for creativity and for you to just bring that innovation to the table can be so frustrating. So without mentioning any names and being as diplomatic as possible, are you able to share some of the qualities, characteristics that you appreciate in leadership and maybe some of those qualities or characteristics that you would park and not take on as a leader?
It's a the first thing to say is it's important to mention that the captain is also massively behind the head chef. So you have to actually think, okay, where is this all coming from? Because I've been in situations where captains have been like, oh, well, if it's messy, it's the sous chef's problem. And they're the one who's supposed to be running around after the head chef cleaning. And that's like, is that the job description? Like, I don't know. But in terms of like good leadership, it's someone who can see your potential, someone who can see what you have to bring to the table and just take that and just run with it. And someone who can drop their ego and say, well, okay, they're better at me in this, or I can teach them this, but together we can make it like amazing. Because at the end of the day, it's 100% for the guests. It's not about the ego. It's like, just leave all of that behind and let's actually do what we can do best. And I think a lot of people can be tainted by this this idea of, oh, they're trying to take my job, or they're trying to, but then it's just like,
it's recent.
But then it, like, that's obviously a natural reaction to have, but then at the same time, a good leader is someone who values the potential and sees that the person, people below them, can help them grow.
Yeah, for sure. So with regards to your nomination, do you know perhaps why and what grounds you were nominated?
No. I think, like you say, you like to get to know the person behind the social media and everything. And I think I'm quite a strong character, and I say a lot of things on social media that were probably portrayed maybe in a more confrontational, negative light. But like, if you knew me, you would know that I'm joking, or like, it's just like, so it's like not serious, but like, what with me, what you see is what you get. So somebody's obviously valued that in me and decided that they wanted to nominate me. So thank you to whoever that was. But I think, I think I've kind of gone off social media a little bit, like Instagram, because I think you can't really just be yourself. You almost have to tread on eggshells a little bit. And I just think, oh, well, I can't be bothered with that. I'll just rather just live in the moment. So it's like finding that balance now between like wanting to put my food and everything on social media and taking the time, because it does take a lot of time out of your day.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, oh, you know, it's so bad for your mental health, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's like finding that balance to make it suit you as a person.
Absolutely. Now, with regards to your experience and perhaps being in very difficult situations where you're working for a head chef who is very egotistical, how do you manage that relationship?
Well, like I said, with me, what you see is what you get. So sometimes it's not that easy, because I can say one thing, but people can read on my face another thing. Okay. So it's like you just kind of have to get to know each other to the point where you know how to hopefully work around that chef and like the way that they want to be helped. Because if you come in too strong, or you know, because you get too excited with your ideas and things, then you could offend them. So you need to like hold back. Yeah, exactly. So it's like learning that diplomacy that my father always tells me I lack.
Oh, is that so? So you've always been very strong-willed, and you know what you want, and you don't have a problem with it stating that.
mom and dad would say, ek fati kaki.
What's that? What does that mean?
France for I don't take shit.
Oh, that is awesome. And I think you do. In yachting, you need to have a thick skin because it can really beat you down. It's physically exhausting as it is. And then with the extra layer of interpersonal dynamics and different personalities that you may not gel with, adds psychological and emotional stress.
For me, it's good to take time. Like one of the hardest challenges I ever had was my first head chef, who was a serious challenge. But then I took 6 months out and went traveling. So it's like I needed that to then come back and, you know, like know that I could come back happy. But like, I think there's absolutely no shame in like retracting from yachting if that's what you need to do.
Yeah. Okay. So with regards to setting boundaries, I'm sure you're very clear of your non-negotiables, what you do want in a job and what you don't want in a job. So where is the line for you? What sort of behaviors from a head chef will you accept and not accept?
I think the best lesson that I've learned in yachting was from a captain who told me you have to know your worth. And that is so unbelievably true. And I think now more than ever, people are accepting jobs that are below them because of COVID, or I don't know why, but the industry like standard of like what rate you should be paid has got lower in quite a few roles, or people think they can offer lower jobs. And I think the second you go for a role, know your worth, know your price points. And when it comes to chefs and what's acceptable or not, it's hard. Say you're, if for instance, if you're green and you're coming in, it's like what does every recruitment agency want? It's longevity. And if you don't have longevity, you're not gonna progress in this industry, which is really unfortunate, I think. But it's like finding the fine line between, okay, don't treat me like a doormat, like my first job, and okay, I need to stick this out. And then I think people are also, if it's a charter boat, they're like, oh no, I can do it for the money. But then at what point does your mental health take over money? Like you need to find that balance. But I know from my first experience what to me is acceptable, and it is like if someone's gonna scream at me and blame me and, you know, like belittle me, then I have to walk away. No, but I think people get so afraid that they're not going to find another job. But like you always are going to find another job, and that's so important to tell green people and to tell people coming into this industry, like there are other jobs out there, and what will be, everything happens for a reason, and if it's meant to be, it will. So
absolutely, I think that is such good advice, the idea of knowing your worth, because I think when you do, you're able to set your non-negotiables and make that decision instead of just sticking with that horrific behavior, unacceptable behavior, where you impose your power in a very negative way.
More in the industry now, it's becoming socially acceptable almost to value people's mental health, which is actually really nice to see. Because I think for a long time, and in chefing, people would not even consider that. But then obviously with chefing, with yachting, it's hard. Like it is hard. And if you need support and if you need help, that should be available to you. Like there's no question about it. Like it doesn't make you weak because you're situation to be in anyway. So I think people should also, if you are struggling, go and see your captains, talk to them, like talk to like your management company, talk to whoever you need to, and make sure you're getting that help, because your mental well-being is so much more important.
Yeah, for sure. And do you feel that on your yacht there is that support?
I mean, my boyfriend is the chief officer, so I like that helps me a lot. But I think to have to make people who you're close with as well in like as a chef is easy outside of your department, and to have a captain who you can confide in is so important. And I think I'm very fortunate in the sense that I have that, because a lot of people don't. And in the past I have felt that hasn't been the case, so it's important. And
So in terms of training, when it comes to hard skills, we understand the importance around that, otherwise we wouldn't be able to do our job to the expected standard. What about emotional intelligence?
What do you mean, sorry?
So with regards to being self-aware, understanding how your behaviors impact others, understanding mental health, what jeopardizes mental health, do you think that crew should be given the opportunity to develop those skills so that we can build cohesive relationships on board?
That should just be like bog standard part of your training. Like if a boat's willing to pay for your, I don't know, like the tickets and whatever else, the decks I do and interiors, like florist courses and all of that, it's like a fundamental that your mental health and your wellness and everything should be looked after, and everyone together should be developing that.
Yeah, I agree. Leandri, so lovely to connect with you. Thank you for being here, and congratulations on being a finalist. I wish you all the very best. If you are interested in becoming an influential leader and building your department up for success, do get in touch. I have a Guest IAMI accredited advanced leadership course that comes with 30 hours of coaching. Now, this is all done online to make it easily accessible to you. Just send me an email or get in touch via Instagram, and I will send you our brochure directly. Have a good week. Bye for now.